The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I ponder, weak and weary, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "'Only this and nothing more." Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. "'Sir," said I, "or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is, I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and echoed, murmured back the word,
Lenore.
Merely this and nothing more. Deep into the darkness peering, long I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams, no mortal ever dare to dream before. Let my heart be still a moment and this mystery explore.
'Tis the wind and nothing more.
On this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore. Could this be my lost Lenore? Tell me, I implore.
Nevermore.
Quoth the Raven. Nevermore.
Yep.
Brought to you by WKTV, I'm Wayne Thomas. Welcome to another Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast. Please keep an open mind about things that you might not easily believe as we explore the mysterious. I say this, we've said this many times on the show, but I want to emphasize this because this show is not for everyone. I want people to understand that. We put a paragraph to explain what it is, so read that paragraph. It might not be a show for you. Sometimes we deal with adult content, and you know, I get comments about, like last time I got a comment about we weren't of God. The show, XE wasn't of God. And I get other comments about your show's too religious, so we won't post it. So our show is not going to be for everybody, but we try our best, and we hope you enjoy it. We've had more comments about people that love this show, so thanks, guys, out there.
Thank
we
you.
Really appreciate it. So please welcome back an incredible paranormal resource, longtime ghost hunter, co-host, Brandon Jose, also with a paranormal background, former head of Tulip City Ghostbusters. Please welcome back our friend, co-host, Kim Colleen. Introduce yourself, guys.
Hey, I'm Brandon Jose of Kent County Paranormal.
Hi, I'm Kim Colleen and a co-host of this show, Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast.
Our special guest tonight is a returner. He was here three times last year.
I know. We were trying to think of, like, this is the fourth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were ready to make Darren Dykhouse part of the show,
give him
his own seat last year.
Sheesh. He even got to do the intro this time.
Yeah. Yeah, we usually don't make people do their own intro.
No.
But we've done the Raven so many times, we thought, why not give Darren a chance at it?
Excellent.
Darren, you were on our radio show this year.
Yeah.
We brought up some important topics. You were about to go to the Paranormal Summit that next weekend coming up.
Yeah.
You ended up having a show out of that entitled
A Haunted Ghost Ship.
Ghost Ships. So, yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that. Now, you're empath.
I am. I'm an empath.
I'm worried about you, brother.
You are?
The way that the world is right now with all this death. I mean, I know how I got.
I don't watch the news at all.
No, you can't.
I can't.
No.
Just don't do it. I hardly watch TV.
That's probably good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm guessing it affects you more severely. I know it really got me down. I was ready. After we canceled 6 shows, I was ready. Well, maybe it's just time to hang it up.
Yeah, I just try to keep busy and keep, you know, focused on my work. So.
And maybe explain how that affects you. I mean, for people who don't know what that means.
Like, being an empath, you're sensitive to a lot of emotions. And, well, for me, like, watching the news and seeing all the, you know, the drama and the, you know, everything going on, it's tough. You know, you can almost feel it, you know, emotionally, and it can be draining. And so, you know, it's just best to not even turn it on sometimes.
So you actually tap into emotions, what you see on the television, you can actually tap in to those emotions. So if they're doing a story about COVID and they're talking about, well, the U.S. has hit so many deaths and like stuff like that, you can feel that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Axie, who was here on our show last time, she doesn't like to be in crowds because she feels that.
I've been kind of, you know, I stay away from crowds unless it's like a concert. You know, I'm more in tune to the music.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't even like to go to grocery store.
Wow.
Yeah, I would guess a funeral, probably not fun time for you.
No.
It never is for anybody.
No, not
most people usually aren't.
Anyone,
unless it's...
I want mine to be a party when I go.
More of a celebration.
I want it to be a celebration. That's right. Because
the
I'll be born again. Yeah, the Raven, you know, the Raven's about being haunted about with your doubts, your sorrows, your fears, your loved ones. So I'm wondering what haunts Darren Dykehouse.
Wow. Probably the unknown, you know, just like the future or just like not knowing what's going to happen. But I mean, I guess that's part of the journey. So,
We're definitely on a journey.
Definitely.
Yeah. We've done some things together. So I kind of like that. I know. And we got something else that's coming up our sleeve. You've been to a lot of cemeteries.
Yeah.
I have them listed here.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, cemeteries and museums, two of my favorite places.
Yeah. I have a book that actually shows me all the cemeteries in the state of Michigan. There's over 3,800.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't barely scratched the surface.
No, yeah.
Well, last time we talked, coincidentally, he had been to a cemetery that was significant to you.
My grandfather was laid to rest.
I still have to go over that footage.
Okay, at Beaver Dam.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a beautiful cemetery.
It really is. It's peaceful.
It was really strange,
it's like,
too,
it's
that
got
day. Because
trees, and then you see, like, a field. Mm-hmm.
The second I started my spirit box there, I got a lot of voices come through, and then it started to storm, and you could see it come over the cemetery. But then the second I was going back to my truck for something, a whole bunch of people came driving in there, like 4 or 5 cars, almost blocking me in. I'm like,
and that's unusual.
It is unusual. It's like in the middle of nowhere.
It is literally in the middle of nowhere. It's not even a city. I think it's actually a village.
It was literally like a sign for it's time for me to go.
Yeah, and to have that many cars come at that specific time, that is
so weird.
Yeah.
But there was some synchronicity there, I thought, because it was a connection.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah. So I had a lot of family who lived in Beaver Dam, and I spent most of my childhood in Beaver Dam with family. Mm-hmm.
It is a small world. But you've also been to the haunted firehouse, let's stick with the cemeteries. You did a haunted cemetery in the woods. You asked the question, is there a demon here? Did you really think that maybe there was a demon?
I wouldn't necessarily say a demon, but I mean, there was something negative there. Whether it had been demonic, it's hard to say exactly, but.
And that was one of your YouTube
shows? Yeah, that was on my YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube under Lakeshore Paranormal.
There you go. That's what Darren's all about.
I post all my videos. I have an episode usually weekly, so.
That's a lot of shows.
I know, yeah.
That's what makes you unique, is the fact that you do it on film.
Yeah.
So you can take people on these journeys that they they can't go to on by themselves.
YouTube's still a growing platform, so I mean it's really great to get all this stuff out there to people that can enjoy it.
I know the last two shows I think that you posted I watched when you were on the ferry boat.
Oh yeah.
I got it written down. The SS City of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And I liked it because you broke it out into two sessions.
Yeah.
So they're shorter, so you can watch them more conveniently. They're like, what, 30 minutes a piece?
Yeah, about that.
So if somebody wants to go watch like a cool little 30-minute podcast about the paranormal, look him up because it's interesting and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, that was a special event. Tell us the title. I like your title for that one.
Haunted Ghost Ship. SS City of Milwaukee, and there's two parts on my channel so far. I think I have enough footage for a third part, so see. Working on another investigation with Jamie Ray, believe it or not.
Okay.
So we
say too that he was with GRASP.
Yeah,
right. This was a special event because it was part of the Paranormal Summit.
The summit we had the pleasure being with GRASP for the whole weekend on the ship. We had our own cabin to ourselves, which was really cool.
That was a cool cabin.
Yeah, it was.
That was an experience all in itself.
Yeah, I loved
it.
I was at a
point, an almost antique feel to
it. It was perfect timing because I was just exhausted from the quarantine, and it was the first weekend out, and I wanted a vacation, and it was just like away from even the technology computers, and it just felt like going back in time. It really did. I wasn't complaining at all. I was in my cabin, just quiet, enjoying it.
The video was really crisp.
Yeah.
And clean. I like how it.
I film in 4K all the time, usually. It's a little harder to edit, but you know, it's worth it in the end.
You're in the engine room there. You can really pick up the details.
Yeah.
You were getting a phone call. Kathy Clark was playing a joke on everybody using that intercom phone system.
Is that what it was when
the
old-fashioned phone rang?
No one really could confirm the first ring that we heard.
Okay.
But then later on in the night, we did notice that I think they were playing a trick on us. So, you know, who knows?
Because it seems awfully ironic that you're the one that said,
didn't somebody hear?
Because Dan was like,
Jennifer and Tammy, the two members of our team that went out there, like, we were so mad because we thought it was something. It was
a joke.
Oh, no.
It's just a big joke.
Yeah.
I suppose in that kind of a situation, I might goof off a little bit, too. That's when you
jump out. I jumped at one of the parts. It was so funny because I knew they were going to ring back and just wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, if you can make somebody jump on a ghost hunt, it's a successful hunt. I've seen it a few times. There was another ship. I'm not exactly sure the pronunciation on this. Acacia or something like that that you guys went to.
The Arcacia. Yeah, that was the old Coast Guard ship. It was right next door to the SS City Milwaukee, and they're both parked in Manistee, Michigan, and they're both museums now, and they keep restoring it, and it's just incredible.
They have hours that are open to the public.
They even have a gift shop and everything, so you can go there and visit.
And you I believe you had paranormal experience, or some people did.
We did. I got some EVPs. Can't quite remember what, but you know, there was a few.
Of course, video is the holy grail of paranormal. Everybody wants something on video.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
A little trickier to get something captured on video, but once in a while you do.
Right. I mean, Brandon saw a full form apparition, but the cameras were pointing the wrong direction.
Oh geez.
So
it was during that I had my handheld camera and it malfunctioned like right before I seen it, and then like after that it was working fine. So like they can definitely interfere with your electronics. So it's for mine, if I'm using my camera and it starts acting funky, I'm paying close attention because
good point.
Hey, something might happen.
Yeah. Right. All of a sudden your batteries drain.
Yeah.
Start getting some other equipment out and paying attention.
That.
Yeah.
I remember one part when you were doing in your investigation and like my battery's down to like 25%. I just charged this thing.
Yeah. That happened to me the other night too on an investigation.
Do you feel like when that happens, there's something about to happen? Or
either that, or they're just kind of taking the energy for whatever reason.
Yeah, something present. But I think that's an indication.
You know, it is kind of funny you mentioned that, because the other night, which will be next week's episode, is we were in the house and we heard a crash, and it was so loud it almost felt like it shook the house. And I jumped up and tried to look for what happened, and it was a bucket of glass upstairs that tipped over like a bin, and it was heavy. And both the windows were open, but it was facing the wrong way from the window, and the glass was just everywhere. And then, but you said with the battery, the second I walked into that house, I had at least an hour and a half on my battery, and it drained instantly to like 23 minutes. And
you're like, talking big batteries,
too. Yeah, big batteries. Yep.
Yeah, that is a real good indication there.
Quite something. And then after, you know, my battery got drained, you know, then that happens. I mean,
right.
You know, maybe within 20 minutes or so. But
that's when you want to grab another device.
Yeah.
You know, start measuring EMS or something.
I had an EMF detector, but it started malfunctioning. So.
Well, there you go.
There's another. This place was pretty wicked.
You got a new piece of equipment because you sent me a picture of it. I think it's something like the Spirit Box, or it's dual sweep.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the SB11 Spirit Box.
Where this is the SB7.
Yeah, I have the SB11 now. I still prefer the SB7.
Oh.
Personally.
What was the difference? I know you sent me the picture, but you didn't really describe. You're ready to use it. I can't wait to use this.
It has basically two spirit boxes in one.
That's like you can sweep twice.
Yeah, you can sweep
like
twice.
You have two sweeps going simultaneously. Like we have, like Jennifer on our team has one too. Like we still prefer the SB7 over it.
Yeah, same here.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, how do you make anything out?
It's basically as you're scrolling through two stations simultaneously. It's harder to really... to make sense of anything.
Supposedly they want, it's more validation, but you know, it's
supposed to pick up more.
Yeah,
but then
know.
If you
Who
can't
knows?
Understand it, what's the good?
Exactly.
Yeah. You did a show on the Estes method.
I did. Yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Maybe Brandon can explain it, because he's kind of the one that brought it to everybody in this area, at least. And then the way that he does it is puts a little twist on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the way our team did, the original method was developed by Connor Randall and Carl Pfeiffer, and somebody else too. Like they're at Estes, the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado. That's the name Estes Method. And they developed it. They took Connor Randall's a drummer, so he took his headphones, put them on, you know, and had they have a blindfold and have basically running the SB7 Spirit Box sweeping through the channels, so like you can't hear what the questions are being asked while you have like other people asking questions. And then you're listening to if you're getting intelligent responses back. Basically, it's kind of a way to give more validity to the Spirit Box session. But for me, like I think a lot of it, you start picking up things more on a psychic level because you're depriving your other senses. You're almost going in a hypnotic state. So you're picking up more than just what you're hearing on the Spirit Box, in my opinion.
Yeah, I had tried it myself, and it was pretty interesting because, you know, someone's asking the questions you can't hear, but you're trying to repeat what you hear. I think it was easier with the SB7 than it was like the Necrophonics app.
Yeah,
so that kind of goes pretty quick.
So right. Yeah, you can use different apps.
You can use different apps, and some of them go a little quicker than others. So sometimes you miss a word or two, but
you use special.
Yeah,
headphone
noise cancellation headphones. Yeah, make sure you can't hear anything other than the you know, what's coming through the
right. Yeah,
well,
don't cheat.
The key is you want really good headphones. You don't want the ones that have the electronic noise cancellation because that can cause too much junk. You want ones that are just a really good quality headphone that they're gonna block out, you know, the sound.
What I would use is to like use the earbuds and then get another pair of
to cover it. Yeah,
yeah, cover
that's the biggest
it.
Thing is you just gotta make sure you're not hearing the questions,
right?
That contaminates what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. We use two different apps, like you talked about.
Yeah, we'd use the SB7, and we'd use like an ITC, a couple different ITC apps. They have two different people doing it because you're running two different things, so you're hearing different things. And a lot of times we'd have stuff that would line up,
or
even where like
It was amazing.
That's like the spirits are like communicating through the two of us back and forth. Yeah.
It was amazing. We have all that recorded on video. It was a private location. And I was just sitting there with my mouth open. It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I have on footage for the next SS City of Milwaukee episode, which I might wait a couple more weeks to put out, but Bill from Grass did the Estes method on the ship along with Mike Powers.
Mike, right. So,
but there was a lot of swearing involved.
I saw Mike's version.
That,
I know, that's X-rated.
How much
PG,
I can put
at least.
That on my YouTube channel, so yeah. We'll see.
I know, I saw that. They have it up, I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, that will come with a disclaimer.
Some of it,
yeah,
but
no
it's
kidding.
Interesting. But yeah, it's
but also that's kind of more validity too, because like if you're hearing it over the radio,
yeah,
you're not getting all those cuss words
right.
coming through. You
no,
know?
Yeah.
He said exactly. something got into him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But you
Who,
know,
Bill?
No,
or that's what they said. But you know, it's hard to say.
Mike,
oh,
something got into
really.
Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It definitely feels like that sometimes. Like when I do it, like when I
yeah.
when I start getting the really good communication,
you
I can feel something,
you know,
around me. Like you can sense it around you.
There's a few warning words that you look out for, like "let me in" or something like that. If you start hearing stuff like that, you need to stop.
Because we had an episode where one of the members broke down. I mean, just crying and. She sounded like a different person.
There's a point in the session, if you're doing it too long, where you can start to tell that they're trying to get inside you, which is pretty nerving.
So check that Estes method out, really. I mean, you guys out there, because if you want to use these devices, I know you've used some other apps, too, that when we did that private case, you had a couple.
Yep, the Necrophonics app, the Spiritus Box app.
Yep. What was the one that had the levers? That you kept going up and down. That you kept putting it up and then down.
EVP shifter.
EVP shifter.
Yeah.
Is that just an app that anybody can get on their phone?
Yeah, they're usually about $10. The only apps I truly believe in are the ones that are made by Chill Seekers, which is another paranormal group.
Yep.
So they put out some really good.
Well, the Necrophonics ones seem to be a little bit more reliable.
It does.
Than the second one that you used on the ship.
Yeah, it is.
It was clear. Things
were
coming
other
over
EVP
better.
EVP shifter, I think, would be better with like a noise canceling speaker or something with it, like an amp or something with, along those lines. It's kind of hard to decipher.
Yeah, it was.
Now you are using these apps, and it's the only way people are going to find out if they work if you use them.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you have one thing telling you, the same time you have another device telling you there's something there, so you can.
Yeah, I mean, I use multiple devices. So, I mean, I still get, you know, reactions or EVPs, I guess.
I have a couple
from
the private case that we did.
Oh,
this
nice.
First one, you ask, how many spirits are in this house? And we're going to hear one. Now, usually we don't tell people what they're going to hear.
Right.
When you're on investigation,
kind of
we don't tell you what you're going to hear, but we're going to do it now. So you're going to hear one. And then you hear me say one, repeat it. And then that is from the Spiritus, the whispering.
Yeah, that one is interesting.
And then that's followed by you ask, what is your name? And this one is that Necrophonics. It sounds like birds whistling and stuff. There's a lot of extra stuff there.
Wow.
But then it says Joanne. So this is an example of how, if these devices work or they don't, but at least it's coincidental when you're getting answers out of them. So let's see how well you can hear these.
Yeah. Wow.
So, clear. I mean, okay, I don't know. Is it working or isn't it?
Yeah.
That is so creepy, though, the way that one is drawn out. Because that's what ghosts sound like. We've heard ghosts without any sort of device before, and that's what they sound like. They drag that out. They seem, and it doesn't matter where you're at, they seem to have a similar quality to their voice. So that was a private case that we did. We did smudge after that case.
Yeah, we did.
She was just seeing shadows. But I mean, I didn't even want to take the case because I only take demonic type stuff now. But she's like, well, what if it's something that we can put to rest? And that's a legitimate concern. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, we'll see if Darren wants to come over and see if he can find anything.
Yeah, that was definitely interesting.
We had Jamie Ray there, too.
Yeah, Jamie Ray was there, too.
So we had two guys doing their shows. And then another piece of equipment that we used was that proximity pod.
The REM pod, yeah.
Yeah.
That was interesting because I wasn't sure if it was either malfunctioning or we were getting hits nonstop all night. So it was.
That's kind of my experience with the REM pod. I don't like the REM pod personally.
It's tough.
I think it's more in the way.
Yeah, it is.
Like a lot of the electronic stuff to me is.
I have one, but I don't hardly use it.
We took a break. We came in. This REM pod's just going off like crazy. I think we had some other proximity type of devices set out, and they're going off. Of course, when we weren't in there, but. Yeah, it gets loud. It gets loud.
I think it's more distracting.
I think it is too, and I think it might scare a shy ghost away.
Yeah, unless but, you're like a little kid spirit or something. That's what I feel like.
Yeah that I like might the be, teddy bear.
Exactly,
yeah, the teddy bear one.
Do you have the teddy bear?
No.
Oh, I should do that.
Yeah, if you can get a child interested in something that you have, some device that's lighting up different colors.
Yeah,
that's,
they have like some of the ones that have like a Boo Bear or whatever, where it's got like the K2 meter or something right there. It has something where it lights up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea because I would take toys with me sometimes. A ball that lights up, different things, teddy bears.
Yeah.
Now, this device, you could turn this alarm off.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to listen to it all the time. You can just dial it down so all you get is the light.
But
REM pods, I'm not sure about those. But I like the fact that you're using some of this new stuff and weighing it and find out if it does work.
Yeah.
How else are we going to know? How else is the community going to know if it works?
I kind of let everyone decide on their own. You know, I don't state it in concrete, but what I post is, what I get. And my
Let them decide for themselves.
Yeah. So that's like the whole thing is we're operating in theory,
Yeah,
we're trying to find the pieces, and that's like some people are going to be complete skeptic, don't believe in any of it. And like everybody has a right to believe what they want to, you know.
I know Brandon had a lot of doubts about the spirit box, but now we got the Estes method.
I like the Estes method, but I hated the spirit box. Like,
yeah.
It's like I'd rather just do Estes method than do spirit box or do the ITC app just on its own. Because it's like, and two, I hate reviewing that stuff back over.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, I don't want to listen to this with headphones on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't put batteries in this, but it's so annoying that.
And it's worse on a recording than doing an Estes. Like when you're doing the recording, it seems like it's a million times more irritating, but especially because you're reviewing it over and over again.
I've seen stuff come out of the spirit box that I'm pretty sure
was
the real thing, but most of it is a radio station.
Yeah.
I was watching one of your videos. You were at, I think it was a cemetery with one of your partners.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like, you guys, what? What was that? That was a paranormal experience. I kept going back and like trying to figure out it was something that you heard over the spirit box, but I couldn't figure out exactly what it was that you guys had gotten all excited about.
I don't know. I get a lot of, different things come through. It's hard to say. I do so many.
Right. You do so many because you're doing something different every week.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you did stay busy, and that's what gets my attention. Through all of this and the fact that you're empath and you must have been just freaking dragging.
I was.
Right.
Yeah.
Energy level low.
Yeah.
You had to force yourself probably to get out there sometimes.
I had to. And that's definitely trying to keep a steady flow for, my YouTube viewers. You have to get out there. You have to push yourself a little more. You can't slack if you want to keep that momentum. Which is, it's.
Did you like do more outdoors? Because I know that one show. Remember when you went with Jamie Ray out into the woods? And there had apparently been a girl that had been raped out there, and you were trying to find the location.
Yeah, that was up north.
Remember somewhere. That?
Yeah, I do remember that one. That was in somewhere in Houlton, I think.
But yeah. Was that during the coronavirus?
No, that was last year, I think. Probably about a year ago. But that place was pretty wild, too. Now, we recently went to a house that was possibly demonic in activity.
Ooh,
yeah, like I was saying, that place was pretty wild.
This is somebody's residence?
Yeah, they don't even live there anymore. They're trying to sell it, and he was so freaked out by the place. He put up with the activity for almost 15 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we went in there. And
sometimes moving doesn't help, but no, what else are you going to do? Yeah. You're at the end of your rope.
Yeah, he's tried everything. He's even had priests come in, everything.
Why haven't you been in there, Wayne?
Yeah, I didn't get that call.
Yeah.
I've turned some stuff over lately because it wasn't demonic. It was last minute for us,
but boy, did we get some evidence.
Yeah, you said things are being thrown.
What?
We heard something crash. We heard a bucket of glass. Well, we found out it was a bucket of glass upstairs.
Yeah, that's what
it
you said earlier.
It was tipped over, yeah.
It wasn't a possibility that this person, were they there with you?
No.
They weren't pulling any pranks on you.
No, that guy.
We've had that happen.
No, because that guy won't even hardly step in that house. He's so freaked out. So,
I've met families like that. Wouldn't take their children back to the house that they just purchased. They got a great deal on the house.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah, but they won't take their kids back now.
Wow, yeah. So, yeah, I can't wait to share that one, too. That was quite something. And then it didn't want me using the spirit box. Every time I turned it on, it would turn it off.
Oh.
That was quite something.
We've heard the spirit box, like, skip before.
Yeah, every time I tried it, like,
ours is usually when we get, like, the best stuff we think is legit is, like, we've had it where all of a sudden it's like, all of a sudden it just goes quiet. Like no stag, nothing. It just goes quiet. And then you have, like, a really relevant word or phrase will come through. And then all of a sudden, it'll go back to doing the skipping. Like, you know, because it always does a you can always hear it when it's
this turned off the speaker and the spirit box. And every time I turn it back on, I make sure my speaker is always charged.
Bluetooth speaker?
Yeah. So it was,
I don't think I've ever had that happen before.
You hear, get out?
I don't know. I heard leave.
I'm number one.
I only went over some of the evidence, but it was pretty it was pretty wild.
Have you gone through all the evidence so far?
Not all of it.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what you might discover?
Exactly.
Well, if you want my help, let me know.
Definitely.
Like I say, we've worked on some cases together already. That's always fun. And we're talking about going out to another cemetery with Mary Bassett.
Oh, wow.
So we're hoping that can
would
happen.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
And maybe get Ben out there, Goldman.
Yeah.
That would be
fun.
Yeah. It'd
still
be like.
Trying to get approval to be in there at night. So. I think that's what we're kind of waiting on.
Oh, wow.
It'll be like when they're looking for the Pink Panther, Inspector Clouseau. The whole group of us out there. I don't know. When you get a whole group, things don't necessarily go well. You got all the extra noises and that. I know we talked about how you like to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You like the quiet approach.
I do. Yeah, I go in places, you know, try to be quiet and. You know,
two's a good number to bring into.
Yeah,
and,
I only do.
And it might be one too many.
Yeah.
Because you and I did that case, and I'm like, I'm telling Jamie Ray, all right, now we're going to not say anything for 5 minutes now. So I'm going to time us. Don't say anything for 5 minutes. Nope. About 3 minutes later.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah. So it's tough when you got more people, you got more to talk about.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've gone in cases by myself. You know, I actually started my channel by myself, so, you know, drive around. And now a lot of people are saying, oh, that's really unsafe to do, you know,
of course,
even in cemeteries.
Yep. You don't hunt alone.
Yeah, shouldn't, but, you know, better validation to have someone there with you, too.
Yeah, because if you see something, that apparition.
Yeah, just the safety reasons, if spiritual or dealing with somebody, a living person, too.
Right, sometimes. There's a long list of do's
and
don'ts.
I'll take my chances, but, yeah, it's probably better safe than sorry.
Yep. Never hunt your own home. That's on the list of don'ts.
I've done that before, but I try not to a whole lot.
Yeah,
we hunted
you'll
one
freak yourself out.
Yeah.
Right, because you got to live there now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. We hunted one of Brandon's, but he It was just a rental home that he owned. That he wasn't living in it. Yeah. And we did get some stuff there, too. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm with you. I like that quiet approach.
Yeah.
The quieter, the better. How else are you going to hear those little tiny EVPs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you got some REM pod that's screaming out. And
or the knocking around or banging around or something.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I like that approach. We weren't too bad. I think we did that private case justice, although she called back. She says, I'm still seeing shadows. Hmm. And it's like, unless they're posing some threat to you.
It's hard to say, especially with a trailer park, too. It was in a trailer park, and
you get all the car lights and stuff again.
Well, you get all, you could have multiple spirits there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From different trailers coming in, going, and, you know. And a lot of people have abilities that they're not unaware of. So she could
possibly be attracting them in, too.
Yeah, she could be like an empath or something and bringing them in herself. And
apartments, mobile home communities, they're like on a daisy chain.
Yeah.
With all their wires.
Someone wanted
wires.
Me to cleanse an apartment, and it's, you know, I do my best, but, you know, it's going to eventually come back. I mean, it's an apartment building, so.
There's sewer
lines.
The
apartment one just cracked me up because it just reminded me of one case we were working. We could hear somebody singing when they were going to the bathroom in the next apartment over.
Oh, geez.
It's like, you're my sunshine or something.
The
like
wheels
that
of the bus go round and round.
The bus
go,
yeah, something like that. And like, you're like, okay.
3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she thought it was paranormal?
No, this wasn't paranormal, but this is, we could hear like everything in the neighbor's apartment.
Oh,
like,
I see.
We're learning a little bit too much about your neighbor over there.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's some locations that are just impossible. Yeah. You've been to some of these big locations also.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got all this square footage, you know, unless you can set cameras up in every room.
It's tough. I'm only carrying one camera on me. So, I mean, you know, I do what I can. I mean, we went to Joliet Prison recently in June, and that was awesome, but we didn't get access until 2 a.m., only till 6 in the morning.
That's a good time.
It's a good time, but it's only 4 hours to investigate a hospital and an entire prison.
All right.
And it was hard. Like, we went to the hospital, and we did what we could. You know, we just basically walked around, you know, got some EVPs, and you know, just filmed and then on to the next, you know, it was fun. It was really fun.
I wanted to hear about that one because I know that one stood out when I seen that you had been there. There's some other places too that are some of your favorite ones. The poorhouse of
Van Buren County Poorhouse. That one was one of my favorite locations. I recently tried to get in touch with them again, but haven't heard back from them. I was hoping to go back, but
the Stimpson Hospital, I thought, was one of your favorite ones
that,
to go to.
Yeah, that place, too.
Or Stimpson, am I saying that right?
Yep, Stimpson Hospital. That's in Eaton Rapids, Michigan. And actually, I was chosen for the hosting one of their Halloween events coming up in October 17th, I think.
I actually have it written down.
Oh, October.
October 17th. From 7 to 11, Stimson Hospital Public Ghost Hunt in Eaton Rapids.
Yeah, and I'll be hosting.
Yeah,
so
I saw
come
that.
Down and see
that's
me.
Awesome.
If the tickets aren't sold out already. But,
right.
You know, they were going quick, but yeah, that was, I'm excited. That'll be fun.
That sounds like that would be a good time.
Yeah.
Had you been there before?
I don't get any party poopers. That's the one downside. You get that one person that can kind of ruin the evening.
Oh, geez,
We've had that.
Oh, we've had that, right.
Yeah.
I don't believe this.
Like, all of them are great, and you have the one that's...
It's like, why go
But
then?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we had. It's like, I don't believe in any of this. I don't believe any of this. Like, well, what'd you come for?
Exactly.
Like, we didn't make you buy the ticket to come.
Or there's always going to be those people that are expecting to see a ghost.
Right.
It's like, that just doesn't... It doesn't work like that.
They were mad about the difference between a spirit and a ghost. And I mean, we kind of use those terms interchanged.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know. I'd feel like it's kind of the same thing. I mean, in a way.
Yeah.
Didn't Exe kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we tried to define that, and everybody has their own
idea. Everybody has their own definition because there's not really one set.
Yeah.
You know,
but I use them universal. It's a term I use universal. But she was just, I think, well, it was at a bar, and it was late. So if that tells you anything, I think she's been there a while. Yeah. And she left, so it was fine after that. Yeah, we were trying to put on a little demonstration. Like you say, we didn't expect to see ghosts. We got a whole group of people there. That was one where Brandon did a great job of debunking. He walked through this doorway, and this door by itself just closed behind him.
Ew.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had it on film, just like slow motion, just closed behind him. He goes back. He's jumping up and down, trying to get it to do it by itself.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't recreate it?
The first time we couldn't. Like, I tried everything. Like, I was, like, set it back where it was stomping. The next time we came back, we're like, well, we're going to go back up there again and just see, try it again if we can debunk it. They were able to find like there's just a certain spot on the floor that if you just step on the right board just right, it's not next to it, but it's like a little further over. If you step in just the right spot, it releases that door from where it's caught at. So,
but he stuck with it. He did not. He wasn't able to debunk it.
I'm like,
that
I couldn't
night.
Do it the first time. Like I still got to see if I can.
Wow. Oh yeah, we were playing that film for a while because it was really spooky looking. I had something I had seen once before with Amber Rose had showed us. A place that she was at. Yeah, it was creepy. I thought it was for real, especially after he, like I say, he went right there. He was right on it.
I was going there stomping as hard as I could, trying to get the thing released when it released that first time. But so I went back up there and figured it out.
That's a responsibility that we have in this industry. Yep. You know, you have to try to debunk that stuff. You can't just go. And there's like you can't have a bias before you go in. You know, I know this place is haunted, or I know this place isn't haunted. You got to go in with an open mind and your and attitude.
And even that with the stories, too, because you could have, oh, well, this ghost haunts here. Well, okay, that might be a thought form. Maybe there's something else there that's not what you originally thought of.
We're going to keep in mind
that there's more out there than just what the original legend or story is. Yeah. You know?
We're going to use thought form for our final thought tonight because I'm really impressed with.
Yeah,
you've been bringing that up and saying how there's other things that can be responsible for what looks like ghost activity. There's other ways to create what can look like poltergeist activity, stuff being thrown in that. Because the human mind can bend spoons. It's very powerful. And
well,
so
it's like the whole thing is we're spirits too. You know, we're in a body, but we're spirits and we can still have the spiritual powers just like, you know, a ghost can or a spirit can have, you know, that's out of the body.
Yeah, I agree.
What's the spookiest place you've been to? To a lot of them. Whether it would be a commercial property or it's maybe this private case that you've been on.
Yeah, that recent private case, that house was pretty wicked, but far as activity goes. But the spookiest place was Hell's Bridge. You know, I was there. I did the legend where you're supposed to stand on the bridge at midnight and you hear stuff and that was pretty freaky.
Well, did you?
Yeah, I did. I heard laughing or something. Yeah.
Well, Brandon and I were there with Ben.
Ben Goldman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to go that night.
You were?
Yeah. I was. I felt really bad that I wasn't able to make it.
Oh. Well, we didn't stay until midnight.
Yeah.
We were getting eaten alive with bugs, and it was hot.
Jeez.
Well, they had to drive back to Lansing, too. Yeah. So.
I know. He had invited me, and I really wanted to go.
Yeah. The bridge is kind of falling apart.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And so Ben was, like, tippy-toeing back there, and we're just waiting for him to fall into the water, right?
Jeez.
He did
I'm just sitting there going, Ben, you can walk across. Don't bring the camera.
Right. He's, like, holding
Don't take the camera. I'm like, hand it to your, you know, hand it to the other person there. Like have them film you. Don't take but that across. Like you're okay if you get wet. That you don't want to wreck that camera.
I don't think we had any outstanding experiences, did we, Brandon?
Not really. I mean,
not
like
really.
There was the one where we had the spirit box running and nothing was coming across, and they went to go to reach for it, and then it said something.
Right.
I think that's about all that really happened. But I know he did post a video. I haven't seen the video.
Yeah, I watched.
Oh, I've seen a little bit of that. Were you picking up any radio stations before that on the spirit box?
We weren't really picking up any radio stations except for that one point where he went to go to reach for it, and then because he was going to go reach for it to go turn it off, and then like it said something, and then we couldn't get it to repeat, and I couldn't really make out what was said. But
see, I tore mine apart.
I got a little girl's voice on my camera. And actually, I didn't even really point that out on my video that I did there. Somebody had pointed it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Oh, yeah. Something about kids' voices anyway.
We think there is demonic activity there, not because of the legend, but because I've heard of people, like actual covens of witches going there and opening up portals and rituals and this and that. And
yeah, because I think that's a lot of what's going on. So I think a big part of it is like where it started from was the legend. Somebody made up the legend.
Right.
But of course.
And then you're going out there putting the fear and the energy in, so you create a tulpa. Like the frisky itself, that's a tulpa.
Yeah.
But then you have other people going out there trying to feed on that tulpa and then inviting something else in.
Right. And now you don't know what's there.
Yeah.
Right. Even that tree, you know, right by the bridge, it was like all burned.
Well,
like,
they burned the graffiti off black or something.
Why was it all burned there?
Because they had like bright pink and yellow skulls on it or
neon.
Something.
Oh, neon. So somebody did that to cover up the some
graffiti. But now it just looks creepy.
It does.
So you can still see the graffiti underneath it. It's just burnt. You can still tell what was there.
Right.
It's just a cinch now.
Yeah, when Ben Goldman was on with Afterlife Road,
right.
These guys went out right after the investigation. They went out there, so that was cool that they can report on that. You've also been to Bath.
Yeah.
Another cemetery. Wow,
that was
another area.
Yep.
It's the legend, and it's not really legend because it's actually events that happened there.
It did. It was one of the worst school massacres in the U.S. history, which is
today really, still.
Yeah, to this day it is, but people don't really think of it as one because it was a bombing.
Right.
And it's been forgotten in history. I think it happened in the
20s. Well, that was before you had all the modern tech, you know, so you don't have, the video cameras
or nothing, but
everything.
And he planted it in underneath the school.
Yeah, it could have been worse because it didn't all blow up.
That's right. Yeah. It didn't all blow up.
Right. Now, Mary Bassett has a connection, is another synchronicity, because her uncle, one of her uncles, actually died there.
Wow.
Now, I just listened to an EVP tonight before I came over here from Kathleen Rydell Tetson from when she was at Bath.
Oh, wow.
And they asked the question about who was your favorite teacher.
Oh.
And a little girl's voice comes over and says, Mrs. Hart. I believe I got the name right because I just said it. I just seen it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Hart. It's like, it'll give you chills. It's like a little girl's voice, class A EVP from Bath. And they looked at the records and there was a teacher by that name.
Wow.
That's validation if I ever heard it.
Right. Now, that's who wrote these two books, Kathleen Tetson. And she's going to be on the radio show next. We're kind of getting ahead of ourselves. Because that's an upcoming, but I mean, we were talking about Bath, so I wanted to throw that in.
Yeah.
EVPs, I mean.
That was even, we went to the, that's another video I haven't gotten to yet, was the cemetery right down the road from there where they buried a lot of the children and victims. So we went there to check it out too and pay our respects.
Yeah.
So.
I think they have a celebration every year too where they actually say the names of all the deceased that happened that day, which is kind of they couldn't do it this year because of COVID.
Yeah.
But they always have done that too, to kind of keep it alive in the in the community, so the newer generation will remember what happened in that town.
Brandon, have you been there?
I have not been out there
because
yet.
Because that's a place I had recommended that the group do a, you know, they can go to a, not very far really. I guess it was closer for Ben to go there. Ben's been there.
No, I originally thought that the, what do they call it, the cupola or the cupola, the steeple from the house, the schoolhouse. I originally thought that was the original one, but I don't think it was recreated. But I always thought that that's kind of a trigger object in a way. Because they have the memorial there. They still have the cupola or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't imagine.
I can't imagine how you being an empath.
Oh. I could feel it. I was definitely felt like I was getting drained.
I bet. Yeah, I feel for you, buddy. I feel for you.
A lot of sadness there too. Yeah. I noticed that, a lot of like sorrow or sadness and heaviness.
I'm so glad that you kept going forward through all this because, like I say, I thought it was gonna. just about put me in the back seat here for a long time until I got going again. And it seemed like everything was just trivial. Things didn't matter. It was like, I called Kim, though. I'm out fishing with the family. Haven't had this much family time ever.
I know. We made the best of it.
I think a lot of people did, mm-hmm. right? If you had the family, if your family wasn't in the hospital dying.
Oh,
right?
God, don't even go there.
I know.
Don't go there. When did you make these, though?
Oh, gosh.
Have you been working on these recently?
No, probably a couple years ago, maybe a year or two ago.
But for the listeners, we're talking about masks that are on the table.
Yes, so I used to, I grew up doing special effects makeup. I started doing that stuff when I was like 8 years old, but just playing around with the Halloween makeup that you'd get at the store, and then kind of evolved. I started doing plays, and I ended up doing a Easter play, doing makeup for Jesus 1 year and for a church. And then after that, I just kind of did my own thing, you know, practiced and then made my masks, and then started getting into, like, we had a haunted hall in Muskegon in town for a while. And
is that like a haunted house?
Yeah, like a haunted house.
People could go there,
like, and staged
get the crap scared out of them.
Makeup artist and actor. I was like,
okay.
Texas,
well, I bet you were good at that.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, with a chainsaw carrying around scaring people.
Oh.
That was another thing. I actually walked away from doing that because I noticed I started getting depressed. But this was kind of before I realized I was an empath, and people coming in and screaming at you all night long.
Right.
You know,
it was wearing at you.
It was wearing at me. So, you know, but yeah, I did. I made some of these. This one is a two-part mask. So this actually comes off.
Oh, heavens. Oh, that is. That's just horrifying.
It looks like he's peeling skin off for
the
listeners.
It's horrifying.
It looks like it's all bloody skin. There's some creepy stuff.
I make them out of latex and burlap.
Can you imagine walking down the street?
Grab that one with the horns there.
This one?
Turn that around so I can get a better look at it.
It's like a pig.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like half pig.
I like that. I like that one. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, a lot of my stuff was... Unfortunately had a flood in our basement, so that's where I made a lot of my masks, so I haven't been able to make them a whole lot lately. But
generally speaking, are empaths like more susceptible to depression or alcoholism, drug addiction, any of that stuff?
Substance abuse, there's anxiety issues, depression, you know, even people say bipolar disorder. But, you know, I, as an empath, I've learned to not label things. You know, if being an empath, you know, you realize that you don't know whose emotions you're getting in one day. So, you know, you don't know whether you're just a mess or you're just picking up on something else that it's around you. You know, it's tough to decipher what's what.
Yeah. So
we
don't know if it's you or somebody else making you this way.
Yeah, right. Are you just sad or am I? I wish you'd cheer up so I could be happier.
Oh.
Now we learned on this show that all psychics are empaths, but not all empaths are psychic. So, I mean, that seems like kind of a simple thing, but
it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
I never heard of that. And because of you, I got involved in crystals. Did you bring a pocket full of rocks with you? did he or didn't
Only
he?
Only a couple.
All right.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, nice.
Tonight.
What
Let's
you got tonight?
Got. I know.
Yeah.
This is like when Ken Decker was on. Ken's like, I found this one
tonight?
In the street.
Black onyx.
Ooh, what's that do?
It helps with negative energy.
Okay.
A black moonstone.
That's
also
pretty.
With...
Oh, I like the moonstone. I got a moonstone in here. Mine's more
I
want to
say
clear
this
quartz.
A moonstone as well. It's just a bigger one.
Okay. So and that does what?
Negative, all negative energy.
Okay.
Right. So I got a description on moonstone in here. I do know that. But my moonstone.
You don't have any Palo Santo wood, do
no.
you?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I. You know
I
what?
I had to clean the pockets out of my vest.
Oh,
earlier,
that smell!
So.
That smell! I could smell that smell
I
all day.
Give you some.
I've been actually taking. I got some. I actually been putting like my mask. Been putting it by my mask, so that way it has the smell in my
yeah.
mask.
You've been using that for your mask?
I just put like the wood by it. Like
yeah.
I don't put the burnt. Just so it gets a little bit of that
yeah.
smell on it.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna bring you some Palo Santo too. And I forgot, but I did bring you something. I don't have my wizard hat on, but I wanted to, because they don't want me. They don't want me to be the wizard for Halloween
no
more. No,
the wizard is shut down.
Moonstone. See, mine is more of almost a white crystal.
Oh, wow.
And it says Moonstone, goddess stone, imparts femininity, unselfishness, and happiness, helps with sorting through emotions to gain higher perspective and meaning. Aids female problems, balances emotions, assists birthing process. So I guess I'm not going to need that one a whole lot.
No, I don't know.
But I brought
but
you
hey,
something.
Balances motions, too.
So. Like I said, I don't have my wizard hat on, but right there next
mine
to you is what I brought
cool.
you.
Oh, wow.
Right on top of that book.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I'll read it.
Says courage.
Yeah, courage.
Sweet.
So the wizard gave you courage.
That's
I thought
awesome.
What... Did I want to give you strength, hope, faith, peace? I wasn't sure what I wanted to send home with you, but
yeah.
I thought
excellent.
Courage, because you'd be an empath in the way the world is nowadays. Everybody needs a little more
hey,
of
thank
that.
You. That's
right.
Awesome, yeah.
So add that to your collection.
I think I'm courageous at times.
You have to be.
You have
yeah.
to be. That's what. Yeah, that's my whole point.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have to be. To wake up and keep going.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, nobody's going to walk into those dark woods like what you do. You just go tromping down there. Let's see where this trail goes.
Let's move on to upcoming,
okay.
ongoing events.
Sure.
And now, we talked about yours, but let's repeat it again because you
yeah.
do have something coming up that's pretty
so,
exciting.
Yeah. The Stimson Hospital, October 17th, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's go on their Facebook page. You can find the link to see if tickets are still available. Mm-hmm. But I think they're $40 a piece. But that was one of the events. And
how many people are you limiting it to?
I want to say 10.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a smaller.
So if it's not sold out, it might.
Yeah.
It's eventually will be sold
yeah.
out.
Last I knew, there was only 8 tickets left. So.
Okay.
Who knows? You know,
okay.
go check it out if you can and. Hope to see you there.
Yeah.
Brandon, you got stuff coming up. Are you going to this Robinson? Is it Robinson?
Yeah, Robinson Manor. Yeah, we're helping out with the event with Rick Wade there.
Yeah, Rick
I
called me.
It's already
me.
Sold out.
Rick
so.
Called me. He didn't tell me what he wanted. So I go, no, I'm not investigating, Rick, but I can get a hold of Brandon. So he got a hold of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had he told me that, I'm going to say, let me tag along.
Yeah.
I'd
hey,
like to
I've
get
been
in
trying
there.
To do something with Rick for a while there. So Rick, if you're watching this, let's get together soon.
Yeah, well, Rick definitely. Was supposed to be on the show.
He's
he's
a busy guy.
Yeah,
he's doing something every night. He's live somewhere, it seems like.
Yeah.
But we have a real exciting guest coming up here. Our next one is a friend or acquaintance.
Yeah, we've
Kim's.
Never met in person, but we've been Facebook friends over the years and just through Ghostbusters and stuff like that. She's done some cosplay, and we've had mutual friends that have been a part of my Ghostbuster group that have been a friend of hers. So just some connectivity that way, I guess you could say, but we've never seen each other in person. Just
yeah.
built a relationship that-a-way.
Kim says to me, I got a friend. She's an author. She just wrote a book, and
yeah.
she has a team, and
yeah.
she might come on be on the show, but she
yeah.
lives on the other side of the state.
She lives in Bay City, Michigan.
So she's coming
wow.
across the
she
state for our next show.
2 weeks
wow.
from
so.
Tonight. So her name is Nick Beauchamp, and she's an author. Like I said, she's a member of the Tri-City Ghost Hunter Society out of Bay City, Michigan. She wrote a book called Haunted Bay City. And in that book, she's talking about experiences in that town. She's actually, if you look on Facebook, she's having a book release celebration and signing on September 18 from 3 to 9 p.m. at the Masonic Temple in Bay City. So if you want to meet her firsthand, get your book signed, There'll be other vendors at that event as well. It's going to be a really cool event. And then she's going to be on our show. We've had preliminary access to the book.
Right.
She was nice enough to let us have pre-access before it's been released. But it's going to be on all platforms for sale. Amazon probably being one of the biggest platforms. I think she'll do well in sales. But just the book talks about all ghost stories.
Well, the Gray Ghost, yeah. Another ship.
Yeah.
The USS Edison.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Is parked over in the bay there.
Yeah, right. There's an antique store in town there that has a lot of activity. She talks about that in her book. I don't want to give away too much
because right.
I want you guys to read the book and learn about all these cool ghost stories.
So she's next, and then she's followed by legends in this area, Robert and Nicole Duchesne, who do the ghost tours, also authors, and then followed by Shatan for our Halloween show, which we're going to do a special episode where we're going to talk about urban legends.
Yep. Ooh.
Yeah.
So each one of us is going to pick a legend and kind of discuss it, right?
Yep.
And dress up.
Yeah, it's going to be fun and dressed up, right? And then Cryptic Frequencies, a radio show, like I talked about a little bit.
Yeah.
Kathleen Rydell Tetson is going to be on that. She's the author of these two books. Can you read those titles?
I think it says Haunted Travels of Michigan.
That's a series, and it's also a web. It's web linked with your web. You can go online, listen to EVPs. And her newest book right here.
Stepping into Darkness.
Yeah, I've thoroughly read that. Great book. Final thought, real close. We're out of time, so you can't talk about it too much, but Brandon, you spell it T-U-L-P-A.
Yeah, Tulpa. It's a thought form. It's basically the idea that living people can create kind of an energy or create a spiritual energy by putting enough of their intention or their fears and their emotions into something.
Like the Hell's Bridge.
Right. Yeah, I think Hell's Bridge kind of started that, kind of like the Ada Witch or kind of some of the local ones. One of the big things now is the Dybbuk Box, which is really created by a horror movie writer. As a hoax because he wanted to see how far it could go, and all of a sudden there's all these Dybbuk boxes and they're all haunted and or whatever. If it is, it's the intention that people are putting into it. It's the fear that people are putting in, being afraid of it, that can create a spiritual energy attached to it, but it's their creation that's what the real energy is.
Yeah,
not an actual Dybbuk. A Dybbuk is real, but the Dybbuk box is not.
No, yeah, I'm not sure, you know. This is like Twilight Zone kind of thing, the way that this thing can be created. But there's things out there in the real world, like electromagnetic hypersensitivity, when you get under a power line or something where you have these high EMS in your house, they can create all sorts of problems in a person. It can look like ghost activity. They can create hallucinations. You feel like your skin's being tingly. We've had cases where this lady just, I'm tingling all the time, and we couldn't convince her that there wasn't anything ghostly there. It was an apartment too, so it was hard to know for sure. But like I say, we're running out of time. I'm going to leave us with this quote, and I picked this out because I know our guest is into music, and he puts lyrics on the Facebook all the time, so I knew Darren would like this. So this is from 1971, Cat Stevens, and I think it's appropriate, and it's the Peace Train. Now I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? On the edge of darkness rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now, I've been happy lately, thinking about the good times to come, and believe it could be something good has begun. I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and believe it could be. Someday it's going to come. So get on board the peace train. Love. Peace out, everybody.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.